Now, should the Royal College of Midwives support a campaign that means it would no longer be a crime to have an abortion or provide one beyond 24 weeks? Philippa Taylor is Head of Public Policy at the Christian Medical Fellowship.
We're very concerned that this statement has been produced without any consultation with the RCM membership of 30,000 members. So this is a statement that has come out basically from the chief executive, and she says in consultation with the board, with no views from the actual RCM membership on what is a very controversial statement, much in line with other organisations that are strongly pro-abortion. And so that raises our second concern that this statement is effectively calling for decriminalisation of abortion, which in effect would remove sanctions on abortions in the UK. Our concern is that most midwives would see their job as helping mothers to bring new life into the world and not to do the opposite. So it's a very radical position to take for a body of midwives.
Well, Professor Cathy Warwick took that decision. She's Chief Executive of the Royal College of Midwives. She's here now. Welcome to the programme.
Hello.
Why?
Well, the Royal College of Midwives hasn't actually taken a new position. We've always supported women having choice over their fertility, having choice over their reproductive rights.
And but you've never publicly opposed the 24-week limit, have you?
No, we haven't opposed that. In fact, we've supported the legal position on abortion and have called for it to be more widely available globally and indeed in Northern Ireland. But a new campaign has emerged which is arguing that it would be better for women if abortion was decriminalised and if abortion became part of healthcare services, the same as any other medical issue.
You say a new campaign. This, I understand, is a campaign run by the British Pregnancy Advisory Service, of which you are the chair.
That's right. And it's called We Trust Women.
Okay. But that's a straight conflict of interest, isn't it?
I don't agree it's a conflict of interest. BPAS, as a charity, has very similar objectives to the Royal College of Midwives. And even before I was chair of BPAS, we worked very closely with them on many issues which supported women's right to make choices.
But you are not BPAS in this role, and yet you've effectively unilaterally decided that another organisation is now going to support its policy position. Shouldn't you at least have tried to find out whether your members would agree with you?
The way the Royal College of Midwives work is that our members elect a board, and the board sets our objectives. And as I've said, those objectives include supporting women to make choices over their fertility and their reproductive rights.
So does this mean it was a board decision?
No, because this is a decision that's taken by the Royal College of Midwives executive, as long as it's in accordance with our strategic objectives.
So in essence, you're saying you believe that is consistent with the policy position, the existing policy position that's of the RCN. Are you prepared to test that, though? And if that is isn't the case, would you be prepared to change your position on that?
I'm certainly always prepared if the board believes that we should do something different to act in the way that they determine. And certainly our board will be considering this issue. And if necessary, we would go out and consult our members. But the fact of the matter is that to date, I've acted absolutely in accordance with the policy of the RCM.
You say, you made clear actually in your first answer that part of your campaign has been about extending abortion rights to Northern Ireland. And clearly the law as it currently stands in this respect deals purely with England, Scotland and Wales, which are the areas where the Abortion Act applies. Isn't there a danger if you decriminalise any restrictions on abortion, remove them, take it out of the criminal law, you'd effectively also lose the protections on things like, for example, sex selection abortions and the criminal protection against those?
This is certainly an interesting area, and certainly I've been involved in debates about whether or not it's best to maintain the current position, the legal framework, or to move this into the area of decriminalisation. As is clear, we've decided that the best way to act in the interests of women is to support decriminalisation, and I believe the position we've come out of with is clinically and ethically very responsible.
Professor Cathy Warwick, Chief Executive of the Royal College of Midwives, thanks very much for being with us this lunchtime and for bringing us to today's closing headlines.